Blog Talk Radio.
October 2nd, 2020, with your host, the mysterious Miss X, the ever mysterious Miss X and Night Owls Radio. And just when you think that this is going to be a dignified, professionally run show, just when you think it's going to be a professional show, I need my wife. I ruin it with a song like that. Yep. That's a little song I composed before going on air tonight again. See guys. There's no Wi-Fi. And you know what that means, don't you, my lovely, lovely little night owls? You creeps, you. You dateless, you people that can't find a date on the weekend. You geeks, you. It means that I'm only going to have to crawl out of my marble coffin, scraping the talons against the coldness again, but that means there's no Wi-Fi. I don't have any way to contact anyone. So, of course, I'm going crazy in the old wooden shack that you can't go. Something that you already are. Get it? And yes, this is a professional show. All you iTunes listeners out there on Apple computers. I started out on an Apple computer when I was 12 years old. So don't go on iTunes giving me these nasty reviews of the show that you have given. Oh, that's right. You stuck up little things, you. Okay. Enough with that. They were just so nasty. So nasty they were to the Miss X. But tonight I picked a show to go with my name, Wendy, is at least as close, Wendy Wendigo. Well, I never heard of the Wendigo before until I went to someone's fiancé's page. They who take this refuge in caves, tombs, or coffins. A vampire can be defeated if a pure-hearted woman distracts the vampire with her beauty until it is dawn. That is from Nosferatu, the Vampire, 1979. a film that I put up as one of the final films in the 50-week-long 50th Year on the Planet celebration for Miss X's 50. Seattle! 50 years on the planet. So I started showing and also having you listen to the horror, monster, sci-fi movies, all 50, all 50 of them, way back in October 2019. So wish Miss X a happy birthday, 10-10, October 10th at w.weish@yahoo.com. That's 10-10, October 10th, w.weish@yahoo.com, because I gave you all 50 to 52 movies in celebration of being 50 years on this crazy, crazy planet we call Earth. I had them on my website. I also had them on this show that you're listening to right now, Night Owls Radio. For the full movies, you want to go to missxradio.webs.com. And one of those movies that I discovered when I was going through finding 50 movies for you was this Nosferatu, the Vampire, 1979 movie, which is really different and interesting in a lot of ways, in a lot of different ways. I recommend it. So I don't know why Dracula is coming to the ship in the movie after flying through the air, Oh, yeah, because he needs his grave, which is on board. Get it? The grave is on board the ship. That's why he had to fly through the air, because he needs his grave. Five hands, two mates, Hook and myself, are all from the very unknown atmospheric Nosferatu, the Vampire. It might not be an unknown movie to you weirdos out there, some of you aficionado weirdos that know every single horror movie that was ever made since 1892. I don't think they were making them in 1892, but at least 1890-something. Well, I didn't know about it, okay, until this week. So, you know, people are acting so weird. I could take up this entire 15 minutes of the show just telling you about the weirdos and how everyone is so vacant and silent and quiet during this pandemic. This epidemic has been going on amazingly worldwide throughout the year 2020, throughout the year of 2020. 2020, there's some significance to that number, so that you get this plague, and there's no staff around anywhere you go. I went into a library, and the library is finally quiet again. That's one good thing. The libraries are quiet again. It got rid of all the weirdos, all the people that used to make noise and run around in there and cause chaos. I mean, come on, they did. They used to run around shouting in a library. I mean, really, get a life. How pathetic was that? They used to get in fights in the library that I would see. In these local libraries, people would get into fights. Now, I go to a library literally years later in the middle of an epidemic while wearing masks, as so everybody looks like a horror movie. It's just like we're living the monster horror movies and the supernatural things that are all about this show on Night Owls Radio. It's like we are living it now. After all these decades of seeing it in film and hearing about it and discussing it now, you know, and seeing weird things, now you're living it. I mean, people don't talk. They're just silent. They're just like zombies, angry zombies, resentful zombies, or just plain mask-wearing zombies. It's like the movies where you have to put your mask on before you go outside because the air has been poisoned by some apocalyptic event. And it's just so bizarre because it keeps going on and on and on. So my birthday, everybody's birthday is being affected. I forgot to get my birthday cake. I forgot all about my birthday. I was in the store today. I forgot to get a birthday cake. Nice cool fall weather. Let's get into the Wendigo, however you pronounce it. The Wendigo to me looks like a creature that is a human wearing reindeer antlers. If you go online and you're fortunate enough to be able to get online, which I'm not able to anymore, you can see what the creature looks like. It does look just like that buck that I saw. Those two deer, you know, the buck, the male buck. Oh. So you start to wonder, you know, at least I do, I start to wonder if you are causing these things to happen because of you're causing them because of my strong feelings and predictions, if you want to call that a talent. I don't know if it's a talent or something that all humans have, but your strong feelings and a lot of things that come true. And one of those was I knew something was going to happen with the Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi! So I started going ahead and telling you the last three horror movies for my year-long 50 years on planet Earth celebration of Miss X. I did that last week as if I knew something was going to happen with the Wi-Fi. And you can see those last movies at missxradio.webs.com. It takes you up to 10-10, October 10th, my birthday. So there you go. There's your 50 horror monster sci-fi movies that I've shown you for the last year. This creature in tonight's story, again, this creature, the Wendigo, looks like reindeer antlers on a human walking on 2 feet like a human. I couldn't find too much about the actual sightings of the creature. There are, of course, a few videos up on YouTube. There is one that claims to have captured 5 Wendigo sightings on one video. 5 Wendigo. I don't know if it's Wendigo or Wendigos, but it's 5 of them on one video. This creature in particular is of interest because it's in my area, right along the Great Lakes, where Miss X first came to Earth. The Great Lakes, of which I came to Earth along one of the Great Lakes, Lake Erie, the eeriest lake there is. But the Wendigo is also seen up in Nova Scotia, Canada, up in Nova Scotia, in the wooded areas. But for now, I concentrate on my area, along the base of Canada and the United States, right at the borderline of Canada and the United States, at the international dividing line between the countries where I, Miss X, lay in the Great Lakes region. The native peoples of this land that were in the Great Lakes region, one of them was the Algonquin tribe. So we're going to talk about the Algonquins today because there are so many Native American tribes which have different creatures. Well, this one was of a creature that seems to come out in the winter. And if you have never experienced a winter wind, when it is blowing at -0 Fahrenheit along the shores of Lake Erie, you have no idea about actual survival. You have no idea about survival. I've talked about that before. But I was out there and I just stuck my head out with no coat and no hat in that weather. And if someone has said to you, you have to do this, this, and this, and I'll let you in a warm house for a few minutes, I guarantee 99.99999% of you humans would do it because you will literally die in that wind. You cannot survive out there. The air is dense. It is so cold. My eyelashes created little sparkles of frost and stuck to my cheek when I was out in that wind along the Great Lakes. Within 1 second, I was a little girl, and my eyelashes stuck to the cheek, you know, your cheek right underneath your eye, that part of your cheek. Yes, you have to peel your lashes off now. Ow! Because the crystals form. There you go, ow! Because crystals form on the end of your lashes, and I was well bundled up at that time. So the saddest thing of the Wendigo is the idea that a human becomes this creature. So it starts off as a human, the Wendigo does, which is unusual. But it becomes this creature after eating another human because of trying to survive in that terrible, frigidly cold climate. So the Wendigo, unlike many of the other creatures of folklore that turned into actual sightings, starts out as a human. Don't become one by being nastiness, by being nasty or self-centered, or weak, by being weak. It says that can make you susceptible to becoming a Wendigo. Oh, this is unusual, and that personal failing can make you susceptible to becoming a Wendigo. Someone. The winter weather. Also look out for. It's getting colder out. Yes. Ah, autumn. My favorite temperature of the year. Don't go! Don't go, Wendigo. I can imagine these sightings coming from staring at the bonfire around the campgrounds of the Native Americans and hearing of it. Just hearing about these creatures can make you see something in the flames around the bonfire. That's something else that happens in the human brain. If you stare long enough at something, you stare into the fire, you stare into the candlelight, you can see something. And especially when they've already told you what the creature looks like. Are humans, again, reading the stories and just imagining the sightings? Or are they really seeing the Wendigo? No doubt most of them see something. So remember, here on Night Owls Radio, we solve the mysteries here. And that's how I solve it. Some of these sightings may be real. Most of them are probably imagined. Hate to say it. Well, and until next time, remember, in the words of Sheevis, I will come back. And until then, happy screams!